Shalom to all. Today's office is Rishalmi Arlo Daf Chaf, and we're starting right at the top of the Amud with the words of Tzarch Laharim. It's a quote from the Mishnah, and Vilna Sursa Daf, it's a little bit into Yud Amud Beis, and today's office sponsor, Leila Nishmas, Marsh Merim Sarah Basar B'Yakov Maisha, her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Now, the Mishnah had spoken of two different mixtures, Truma falling into 100 parts Chulin, or Arler Kalayim falling into 200 parts Heter. And in regards to Truma, when there was Bittel, when there was these 100 parts, the Mishnah still told us Tzarch Laharim that we have to remove one part and treat it as Truma. But in regards to Arler and Kalayim, we said that once there's Bittel, we could just leave it there. Nothing has to be taken out. And the question is, Halchat Amar Tzarch Laharim, Halchat Amar Einu Tzarch Laharim, in regards to Truma, we have to take it out, and in regards to Arla or Kalayim, we don't have to take it out. We're more machmer with Arla and Kalayim than by Truma, because their bittel is 1 in 200, not 1 in 100. So why are we saying that by Truma, we have to take out some and treat it as Truma? And we had already explained this in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Zavdi says the name Rav Avoh, who says, B'shem Rabbi Yechanan, Mipnei Gezal Shevet, it's because of Gezal Shevet. It's stealing from the Shevet of Kaihanim. They deserve this Truma, and even though in regards to the Isser, we say that there's bittel, there's still an issue of stealing from the Kaihanim, so we have to take out one part and treat it as Truma. But in regards to Arlen and Kalayim, that's not given to anybody, no one can eat it, it's Aser, so therefore, once there's Bittel, and we just leave it there. And Matani Kane, we actually see this, is taught in Nebraisa, called Truma She'en Okanim Akbidin Oleo, any Truma the Kaihanim are not makbid about, Kigayin Trumas HaKlisin V'Cheruvin Usarim Sheba Adoim, all these types of things that Kaihanim are not makbid about, and it's Arch Laharim, a person doesn't have to take out if it falls into a mixture because Kaihanim aren't makbid about it, so there's no Gezal Shevet over there. Only when there's Gezal Shevet does one have to take it out and give it to a Kain. And we go on to the next part of the Mishnah, which had said, Ha'arlu Kalai Karem, Oilin Becheru Masayim, their Arlin Kalayim are bottle 1 in 200. So the Gemara asked, Minayin Shein Oilin, how do we know that they're bottle 1 in 200? And the answer is, Ksiv, Malaya, Malaya. We have two psukim, both that use the word Malaya. In regards to Truma, it says, Malayas Chavadimacha Laisa Acher. And in regards to Kalayim, it says, Pentiktash Hamalaya Hazera. And what do we learn? Ma Malaya Shenemer La Lon, Oile, Afkan, Oile. Just like the Malaya that's said by Truma, there's Betel. So to the word Malaya that's said by Kalayim, tells us that there's Betel. Ask Gemara, if that's really so, then why don't we say as follows? Makan mea, afkan mea. Just like over there by Truma, the bittel is 1 in 100. So too over here by Kalayim, the bittel should be 1 in 100. Why do we say the Kalayim bittel is 1 in 200? The answer is Lafisha Kafal Kasav Yisurai Shina Chacham Chiyuvai. Since the pasuk doubled its iser, because not only is Kalayim aser to eat, but it's also aser ba'ana, so the Chachamim changed its chiyuv and they say that there's a double chiyuv. The bittel is 1 in 200, not 1 in 100. The Gemara continues Ad Kedayin Kilei Akerim. Up until here, we know about Kalayim because that's what the pasuk is referring to. Arlim Minayin. What about Arlim? How do we know if there's Bittel? And the answer is, we compare Arla to Kalayim. Mazu Isra Hanoya, Avzu Isra Hanoya. Just like this one has an Isra Vana, so too this one has an Isra Vana. Both Arla and Kalayim are Asra Vana. And therefore, Mazu Ayla, Avzu Ayla. Just like this one has Bittel, so too that one has Bittel. Meaning, just like Kalayim has Bittel, so too Arla has Bittel. The Gemara asks, Ad Kedayin K'Rabbi Kiva. This is all good according to Rabbi Kiva. Because Rabbi Kiva holds that we can learn something from something that was learned from something else. Kalayim is being learned from Truma, and now we're learning Arla from Kalayim. According to Rabbi Kiva, that's okay. So we have a great limud. But what about Rabbi Shmuel? Rabbi Shmuel holds you can't learn from there. The only way we know Kilayim is because we learned it from Truma. And so we can't now learn Arla from Kilayim. So how does Rabbi Shmuel know about Arla? And the answer is, Rabbi Yechon says, B'shem Rabbi Shmuel, Kalvachaymer, it's a Kalvachaymer directly from Truma. Ma'im Truma, Shiasru Lazarim, Harezu Ayla. Take a look at Truma. It's also for Nankayanim, but still is Batal. Arla, Shimutaris Lazarim, like Kol Shekain. Arla, which is permitted for Nankayanim. Shouldn't we say for sure that there's Bittel? Now, obviously, Arla itself is not permitted for Nankayanim. It just means that after the 3 years is up, this thing is going to be permitted for non-Kaihanim. So for sure it has Bittel. However, the Gemara asks on this, law, you can't say that because im amrit betruma, if you can say that truma has Bittel, that's possibly because shaniyasa mutares, it's permitted ba'ana. Talking about Arla, but you can say the same by Arla, shaniyasa asura. Arla is asur ba'ana, so therefore it's not a good kalvachaymer. Comes along Rav Chirna, he has a limud, it's a gzera shava, pre gzera shava. It says the word pre by Arla, va'arelta marulasa yespiryoi, and by bikurim, which is truma, it also used the word pre, mipri ha'etz, and therefore just like this Bittel by Bikurim, we'll say that there's Bittel by Arla. Now to Chafam Beis on top, this is going back to the Mishnah. We had a three-way machlokes regarding Tziruf and whether or not we're going to allow multiple Shemais to be Mitzarif to prevent Bittel. The Tanakhama simply said, Mitzarfim Zayim Zeh. Reb Shimon said that they're not Mitzarif, and Reb Lezer says that they are Mitzarif partially. Now we just clarify that, Mitzarfim Zayim Zeh, Bain Lasar, Bain Kedei Litain Tam, that's the proper Girsa, Div Reb Meir. Reb Meir, who's a Tanakhama, he holds that these different Isurim, they're Mitzarif with each other, whether to Aser and also for Nesinas Tam, imparting their flavor into the food they fall into. Reb Shimon Eimer, whereas Reb Shimon says, A mitzdarfin, there's no tzirif whatsoever because they're different shemas, whereas Reb Lazar Eimer, Reb Lazar says, mitzdarfin b'naisin tam, they're only mitzdarf in regards to naisin tam, them imparting their flavor into a different food, avaloi lasar, but not to asar in regards to betol. We're going to stop here for the day, which is really right in the middle, and pick up tomorrow with further explaining this machlokes. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.